Greg.
How's it going?
Good. What ways would you say that you've become a better player here? Like, when you think back, not just to this past Saturday, but just in general, from where you were before, where you got the opportunities right away to now?
Jeez, it's a lot, you know, from mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, I've been through a lot, and, you know, I've gotten better in every single aspect of the game ever since I've got here, and that's, you know, thanks to the coaching staff and Coach Doyle.
When you think back to Saturday, what was kind of the mindset when you were, like, going into this game, you know, just anticipating that moment when you're going to get called upon?
Well, you always got to be ready. You never know. You know, I was just saying, next man in. Coach Ferentz always preaches on that, and, you know, during the week, I was studying, making sure I was ready just in case something happened.
Would you say that this past Saturday was the best game that you played up to this point?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But, I mean, just if you were able to evaluate your own performance, like the times that you have. I know there's always things that you're looking at
Yeah.
So you can get better, but.
Well, yeah, I had a good game. But, you know, just like you said, there's a lot of improvements.
How much attention do you pay to, you know, stuff that's said outside?
No, I don't pay attention to nothing. Only thing that matters is inside the program.
What do you remember about your play against Iowa State last year?
Remember a lot.
Like what?
Two touchdowns I gave up. So, and we lost the game, too, and that's one of the main reasons why. So,
how much are you looking to redeem yourself in this game?
I wouldn't call it redeem myself. You know, I'm just looking, going out there and have a good game.
What makes Steel James tough to defend?
Oh, he's a great passer. He's a great runner, too. You know, watching the Tulsa game, he's, you know, able to get out of the pocket and make some plays. He did that to us last year, too.
The plays kind of get extended a little, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Guard the receiver for, you know, 10 seconds.
Exactly. It's very hard, you know. Once he breaks contain, it's hard to cover receivers for a good 10 seconds.
Right. How difficult was that for you? Like, because you mentioned the plays you gave up in that game, and then after that, that's when they made the changes in the secondary, starting, because you went from being a starter to a guy who mainly be used in nickel dime situations.
I mean, it was tough. You know, you never want to lose your starting spot, but. Mm-hmm. You know, when it came to last year, you know, when they called nickel and dime, you know, I was ready. And that's the way you got to have the attitude. You always got to be ready.
Were there any sort of conversations that or anything that they had to do to kind of keep your head up and keep you encouraged?
No, that's just all right here, all mental. That's all on me.